Welcome in, this is Retro Rave, best line rebuild for old school rave pressure enabled in Live 12, advanced level, and we're focusing on automation as the main weapon. The mission is simple to say, but it's the difference between a bass that sounds cool on its own, and a bass that actually pressures a drum and bass drop. We're rebuilding that old school rave energy with modern control. That means solid sub weight, a nasty animated mid layer, and then an 8-bar automation story that makes the loop feel like it's being written live on a mixer. Before we touch any devices, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That tends to land right in that classic rolling pocket. Drop in a basic DNB drum loop, or program something minimal. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and then 16th hats with a bit of swing. In Live's groove pool, a subtle MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58 is plenty. We're not trying to make it sloppy. We're trying to make it breathe. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one Bass SUB. Name the second one Bass Rave MID. And keep this mindset from the start. The sub is your foundation. The mid is your attitude. The automation is your performance. Next, write an 8-bar bass line in a minor key. F minor or G minor are both easy choices. Here's the important part. Don't write a bass line that fights the snare. Write something that answers the drums. Think call and response. Lots of offbeats, and then a couple of quick 16th pickups that push into little gaps. You can keep it straightforward. Maybe bar 1 is a longer root note, then a short offbeat stab, then space. Bar 2, two shorter notes, and a quick push right before a snare gap. Bars 3 and 4 vary with the 5th or the flat 7 so it feels like it's going somewhere. Then bars 5 to 8, you're basically repeating the idea, but you're going to let automation do the rising pressure part. And here's the big discipline move. The sub MIDI should be simpler than you think, mostly the root, maybe one or two supportive moves. The mid layer can be on the same MIDI, but it's going to feel more complex because we're animating it. That's how you get impact without muddy chaos. Let's build the sub layer first, because everything else depends on it. On bass sub, load wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to assign wave. No unison. Filter off. We want clean, stable low end. Set your amp envelope with a fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Give it a short release, maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks and let notes end smoothly. Whether you want sustain at 0 dB for held notes or a more plucky feel depends on your pattern, but either way, don't overcomplicate it. After wave eatable, at EQ 8, do not high pass your sub. If later it's muddy, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz can help, but don't preemptively carve the life out of it. Then add saturator. Use soft clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, and match the output so you're not being tricked by loudness. Then add compressor for sidechain. Sidechain from your kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want the sub to duck confidently, not panic. If the release is wrong, the groove falls apart. So listen to the kick rhythm and time it so the sub swells back musically. Now the rave mid layer. This is where the pressure lives. On bass rave mid, load wave eatable again. For oscillator 1, choose a saw or a bright table. Oscillator 2, go square or another saw. Now pick one direction. If you want more harmonic bite, tune oscillator 2 up 7 semitones. If you want more of that re-smear, keep it closer and attune slightly. Something like plus 0.08 to plus 0.20. Add unison 2 to 4 voices, detune about 10 to 25%, and some stereo, maybe 20 to 40%. Don't go full wide yet. We're going to keep the low end safe. Set wave eatables filter to a low pass 24. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Add some resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, and a little drive if you've got it. Not too much. The filter is going to be automated later, and if you start too aggressive, you'll have nowhere to go. Amp envelope. Fast attack, release around 80 to 180 milliseconds so it toffs between notes. Now build a stock device chain after wave eatable on the mid track. First, auto filter. Set it to a low pass style, clean or PRD. We're going to automate the frequency across a wide range, roughly 300 Hz up to 2.5K. Set resonance around 0.30 to 0.55. And importantly, this auto filter has drive. That drive is part of the breathing effect later, so don't ignore it. Next, saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then redux, but tiny. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Careful. Dry wet around 10 to 25%. Think of it like a flash of old sampler grit, not a constant blanket. Then chorus ensemble in chorus mode, rate slow, around 0.15 to 0.40 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, width 80 to 120, dry wet 10 to 20. You're not trying to turn this into liquid pads, you just want a halo that you can push later. Then EQ8, high pass the mid layer around 110 to 160 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want your low end to stay mono and powerful. If it's dull, a gentle bell in the 1K to 2.5K range can help it speak. Then a compressor sidechained from the kick, similar settings to the sub, but slightly more gain reduction, like 3 to 6 dB. The mid is more chaotic, so it often needs more disciplined ducking. At this point, quickly do a reality check. Mute the sub track and listen to the mid by itself. It should not feel like it has real sub. If it does, your high pass isn't doing enough, or your distortion is generating too much low content. Fix that now. Then bring the sub back in and make sure the combined low end doesn't hollow out. If it hollows, pull back on unison or chorus, and make sure the mid layer stays controlled under about 200 Hz. Now group both bass tracks. Select them and group them. Then on the group, add an audio effect rack at the end. This is your master control area, because we're about to automate intent, not 20 parameters. Inside the group, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Add EQ8 for tiny cleanup if needed, like a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz if the stack gets boxy. Then utility. Your goal is sub-mono, always. If you need a more advanced split, do it. But at minimum, keep your bass centered. In AD&B mix, wide low end is basically an expensive way to lose punch. Now the crucial workflow, macro mapping. We want a few macro lanes that run the whole show. Map macro 1 to the MID auto filter frequency. Macro 2 to MID auto filter drive. Macro 3 to the MID saturator drive. Macro 4 to chorus dry wet. Macro 5 to redux dry wet. Macro 6 to your sidechain amount. That can be automating the compressor threshold on the mid, or, even cleaner, automate a utility gain before the compressor, so the compressor gets hit harder when you want more ducking, without changing the compressor settings. Macro 7 can be tiny glue makeup, and macro 8 output trim. Rename them so you actually use them. Filter, drive, dirt, width, grit, duck, blue, trim. The easier it is to read, the better your automation decisions will be. Now we enter the core concept, the old school rave pressure phrase. 8 bars that evolve in a way you can feel, even if the notes barely change. Before you draw anything, decide the story. Contain, tease, shove, cut. That's your intent. You're not automating because you can. You're automating because the phrase needs a narrative. Macro 1, the filter frequency, is your headline automation. Bars 1 and 2, keep it low, around 350 to 600 Hz. That's restrained tension. Bars 3 and 4, open it up to around 900 Hz to 1.4K. That's the lift. Bars 5 and 6, do little yanks. Quick dips right before snares. Think of it like a DJ grabbing the filter for a split second. Make those dips short, like an eighth note or a quarter note, and place them relative to the drum moments, not randomly. Bars 7 and 8, push harder. Open toward 1.8K to 2.5K for peak hype, and then snap it back right at the loop point so bar 1 feels like a reset. That snap back is important. It creates structure. Without it, everything feels like it's just drifting brighter forever. When you draw these curves, keep them readable. One long ramp per 2 bars maximum. Short accent moves only around pre-snare moments and end-of-phrase turnarounds. And hard resets at structural points like bar 1, bar 9, and fills. If you can't read the curve at a glance, you won't mix it properly later. Now macros 2 and 3, filter drive and saturator drive. This is breathing distortion. Tie it to the filter narrative. When the filter opens, drive comes up slightly. When the filter closes, drive relaxes. If you keep drive high while you close the filter, the bass gets boxy and congested, and it stops sounding like pressure and starts sounding like a blocked speaker. Try filter drive from 0 to about 5 dB. Saturator drive from about 4 up to 9. And listen for the point where it starts to rasp nicely without turning into harsh whistle. If you hear whistling or a piercing tone around 1 to 2K, that's usually too much resonance combined with too much drive. Back off resonance first. Macro 4. Chorus dry wet. This is your rave halo. Keep it modest early. Bars 1 to 4, around 10 to 14%. Bars 5 to 6, 15 to 20. Bars 7 to 8, peak at 20 to 25. The mid layer is already high passed, so you can widen without wrecking the sub, but still, if the bass loses center power in the full mix, pull chorus down. Wide is not the same as big. Macro 5, redux dry wet. Use it like spice. Don't leave it on heavy for the whole phrase. Automate it up briefly on fills, or on the last half bar of bar 8. Maybe jump from 10% up to 30% just for that moment, then slam it back. That gives you character without turning the whole bass line into sand. Macro 6, ducking. This is how you keep the roll alive. As the bass gets brighter and more distorted, it will fight the drums more. So it needs more ducking, not less. Whether you automate compressor threshold or the utility gain feeding the compressor, the idea is the same. Brighter equals more controlled pumping, so the kick and snare still punch clean. Now an advanced movement layer, because we want it to feel sequenced, not like an LFO demo. Option 1. Add a second auto filter on the mid-chain, set it to bandpass, and use the envelope follower with a small amount, like 5-15%. This makes the tone speak on note attacks in a way that feels played. Keep it subtle. It should feel like articulation, not a wah effect.